Since the beginning of time, man battles questions as to how to survive this crazy world we live in, and only God has the answers to all men's questions. Come travel the roads that leads us to the cross.
The Bible verse that defines our subject today is found in Colossians 4:3. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Well, this has the makings of a good reality show where intrigue or what happened or who done it is involved. Many Christians will watch a detective show or a series to figure out who's the guilty or the innocent. There is a curiosity in most people that want to figure out the thinking of another's mind. In our perplexing society of such differing views on matters that matter, we often hear a question that arises when opposite conclusions arise on the same issues that are challenged, resulting in remarks like, "Are they crazy? That was stupid." How can people look at the same facts, circumstances, wanting what is best for all from their standpoint, and have such divisions when all are claiming they want unity, but only if it's from their convictions? We spend a lot of emotional energy creating disunity when the goal is unity for all. Now, this is not a new problem. This fighting has been going on since God's absolutes were challenged by Satan, a fallen angel of light. The only answer to the question is found in God and in Him alone. If a person can spend their valuable time watching mysteries on the media sites, then why not all the more diligence to seek to know the answer and seek to know the real answer to the real ministries played out in life now? When we use the term mysterion, it typically refers to something not previously revealed. We can go back in the letter to the Colossians, where a slightly different phrase is used about this mystery in Scripture, being hidden from the past ages and generations, and now made known even to the Jews and the Gentiles. Here is the mystery: Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27 even stresses the mystery of Christ Himself in you. Well, now, if Christ is now in heaven sitting at the right hand of God, how does that work? Well, we aren't left without an answer. Colossians 2, verses 2 through 6 explain the importance on knowing how Christ in person, seated at the throne at the right hand of God in heaven, can be in each believer. It is through His Spirit that He lives within each believer. Many, many believers fail to grasp this precious truth and try to fix all their problems within their own knowledge and stay on the merry-go-round of life. Now, verse 6 in Colossians 2 states, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him." The word Lord expresses the idea of one who has the ultimate and supreme authority in a believer's life. Let's reflect just a moment on Judas, as he was a disciple who lived, served, walked with Jesus during his earthly ministry. But the night Judas betrayed the Lord, he did not say Lord, but he addressed him as Master Teacher. Jesus never became God's authority in Judas's life. Jesus Christ cannot be a good teacher, popular leader of a group of people. Throughout this letter in Colossians, Paul identifies the mystery as Christ and his relationship to believers being revealed in a way not previously communicated in the Old Testament. Yes, there are many prophecies anticipating an earthly ministry. However, the prophecies did look forward to the future. But how and when it was going to take place was not explained with any simplicity. The book of Colossians is bringing believers into understanding practically that the Holy Spirit dwells in believers as a real person. The Holy Spirit is a real person that now lives in our bodies that we can see, hear, speak to, and observe the attitude and actions of other lives as well as our own. We listen to the Word through others speaking and teaching scriptures. We hear the attitudes, desires, motives, and what the Spirit is saying is truth on how to guide us, overcome problems, challenges, and grow in grace and knowledge. The caution in all of this is, to whom do we trust when listening to others? If we read the Bible ourselves, how do we make sure we are correctly understanding, especially if not schooled in the Scriptures? 2 Timothy 2:15 gives the instruction to be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Lord promises to provide the way we need to think as we study, and so then we must study. The point of knowing the mystery is so we understand the secret of knowing Christ in you as a real person in spirit is to understand the gospel for all of life. It is found in a person, Jesus Christ, God's Son, who came to be our earthly representative of God the Father. Many Christians struggle their whole lives believing they must solve their own problems, reading the Bible, not realizing that within their soul and spirit dwells all they need to appropriate and apply what has already been supplied to them. That is one of the reasons why we have so many places in the Bible that tell us to listen, be still, look with the eyes of your heart, hear what is obedience, and then what must come before we are able to see him to endure and finish the race strong. The mystery of knowing Christ is to be in Christ and having him live and dwell in us in calm and rest. This stability and victory is the result of normal growth in being called to be a part of his family for his purpose and glory on why we were created. This is one more reason for drawing near to the crossroads, as declared in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 17 and 18. Declared in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57-58. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, beloved, be firm, immovable, always abounding in the Lord's work, knowing that your labor for the Lord is not worthless. Life is a daily decision, making way of living. Today, we can conclude our study by understanding Jesus Christ is all in all. There is a mystery of how that he discovered and lived out his life. Life will have struggles and testings no matter how godly we live in obedience to him. We've been freed from guilt and condemnation because of the cross. Victory is ours, no matter what life dishes out. We have a cross to take up, deny our flesh, and follow him and what he has given us in the Word, in the Bible. Today, we have shared the answer to one of man's questions, how to live in this crazy world. Truth and apply as the Spirit guides is found in Hebrews 4:11-12, and that should be our pattern for our entire lives. Let me just quote that passage of Scripture. Let us make every effort to enter into the rest so that nobody will fall by the same patterns of disobedience. God's word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating deeply enough to split soul and spirit and joints and marrow in two. It can judge the desires and thoughts of the heart. Before him, no creature can hide, but all are naked and vulnerable to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Soul and spirit are on occasions used interchangeably, but on other places in the New Testament, they are divided into separate applications. Likewise, joints are bones that refer to the more structural, functional parts of our body, the visible, the tangible parts of human existence. Marrow is formed within the bones and reach to the most hidden and vital areas of our human life. Once we have our basic foundation, knowing all matters are of, through, and to Jesus Christ, who will be glory forever and ever, and that statement is found in Romans 11:36. In Christ is the only place of safety and security. We discover position of safety is not without major difficulties in applying the cross-centered life. And many times, the impulse is just to find some comfort in just doing some good for others and then, settle down. No, never give up in moving forward, as the Lord is risen and Galatians 5 speaks of the difficult walk in the Spirit is not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh fights against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. What fruit are you harvesting in your own life? The fruit of the Spirit produces love, joy, peace. Those three qualities are in each of our lives available by the power of the Spirit. These are then followed by long-suffering, which is seen in patience, perseverance, and endurance. These qualities are developed and expressed during the times of trials and tribulations. So immediately, this passage tells us that troubles will be weaving in and out of our lives if these fruits are necessary. The fact that we overcome in these areas is evidence that we are operating from the spirit control and not our own self-will. One of the definitions for long-suffering is an attitude that is just the opposite of depression and despondency. Long-suffering is usually associated with a future hope. On the other hand, discouragement is one step away from hopelessness. We become discouraged and cling to our anxieties, our fears, and even our self-pity, none of which is found as fruit of the Spirit. Beware of wanting sympathy from others at this time of testing. This mindset may cause others to offer false comfort and drive us deeper into the pit when their words do not offer lasting healing. Our eyes cannot be focused on anyone or anything but God. It is His approval and His support that we need most, not others' pity. However, although we do not want to crave people feeling sorry for us, we are exhorted from the Bible to seek and maintain fellowship with one another for encouragement. There are some reasons where the Lord will allow trying times of aloneness, perhaps through the death of a loved one, loss and grief, or other strange things that we do not understand at the time. This is why we are commanded to live and walk by faith, His faith in us, not our own producing faith. Ephesians 2:8-9 confirm this in saying, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Since the fruit of the Spirit is one of the main markers in checking how we are applying what we know is through obedience, and that must come before we are able to see Him to endure and finish the race strong. The mystery of knowing Christ is to be in Christ and having Him dwell and live in us in calm and rest. This stability and victory is the result of normal growth and being called to be a part of His family for His purpose and glory on why we were created. This is one more reason for drawing near the crossroads as declared in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 57 and 58. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, beloved, be firm, immovable, always abounding in the Lord's work, knowing that your labor for the Lord is not worthless. Life is a daily decision making way of living. Today we conclude our study by understanding how to live it out. Life will have struggles and testings, no matter how godly we are in obedience to Him. There is a bottom line statement of truth. God is love. Not that He has love, but He is love. He is the essence, the sufficiency, everything that can be encompassed in the word love, He is. And then He gives us a reason for why that needs to be such a priority in our life. And He says, through Paul in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with your thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Again, that is Philippians 4:6. Now, ignorance of knowing the truth and knowing love ensures insecurity. Scriptural knowledge secures strength. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is 2 Timothy 1:7. Today we may be sharing with many broken hearts, discouraged, broken down, with confused feelings. Remember, in mechanics, wobbling is weakness. Power issues from God's restfulness. Are we resting in the Lord? Can we wait patiently for Him to act? Now, anxiety reduces spiritual energy. Lack of rest of heart is one of the most serious hindrances to Christians. Fret of soul when wronged, or fussed over financial or other concerns, is a depletion of power, a dissipation of energy. From the rock bases of rest in Him, we can put forth the whole of our energies. Perfect peace is our promised portion. Now, I want to give you a little example here. Martha gets instructions. We all get that from our Lord. Neglects none of us. But she did not get His company that gave her the rest that she needed for the heart. Nothing can separate the believer from the love of God, and under no circumstance whatever can he come under the infliction of wrath from God. He may have to correct His saints for their sins, and where there has been even no failure, He still may chasten or child train them for their profit, that they may become partakers of His holiness. But all of this is in love, not in wrath. Every action of God towards His saint, His children, His lambs, is in grace and blessing. It is ever the outcome of His love. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:7. We have been freed from guilt and condemnation because of the cross. Victory is ours no matter what life dishes out. We have a cross to take up, deny our flesh, follow Him and what He has given us in His Word. Today, we have been sharing one of man's questions: how to live in this crazy world? And the answer has been by knowing Jesus Christ as our all in all, knowing that He, by His Spirit, lives within each one of us, and He has all of the answers to man's questions on how to overcome defeat, depression, despair, how to learn to trust and just not try in our own strength, so that when we see Him one day, face to face, He will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your rest." Amen.
You have been listening to Crossroads with Janie Ratzlaff For more resources, go to sharedhearts.org/crossroads.